I always love to say, this is the day God has made, and let us rejoice. Let's rejoice. Be joyful. Rejoice today. Even if you can't think of anything that gives you reason to rejoice, rejoice today. God is present with you. He's present to lead you, and He's present to guide you. I want to open this evening with prayer. And you may be watching this in the evening. You may be watching it right now. You are watching it right now as you're hearing me speak, or you may be watching it at any point in time of the day. But know this, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter what you anticipate. God is present with you to do great and mighty things. The scripture says, inscrutable things, things we are not even aware of. God is watchful over you, cares so much about you. He really, really does. And He will lead you. He will lead you in the way you should go. Father, we thank You that You cover us, that You keep Your people, that when we call on You, Lord, You answer us and You show us mighty things, great things, inscrutable things, unknown things. You exceed our expectations. You're God with us. Only good can happen. That is our prophetic word according to Your word, O God. Let Your word become our word, Your voice our voice. I pray for everyone viewing today, O Lord, or this evening, God, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say. Open our ears to hear, our ability to remember, to retain by Your Spirit. We praise You. We're so thankful. We're so grateful that we can call on You. God, You answer us. You lead us in the paths of righteousness for Your name's sake. And no matter what valley Your people are walking through, You're there with them. There's no reason to be afraid. You establish our steps. You order them. And Your order and Your way is perfect. Father, we praise You tonight. Let us hear by Your Spirit, Your voice, and Your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. I want to begin today by saying that it is of the utmost importance, you know, that we hear God, that we hear His voice. You know, there's so much emphasis put on our prayer, and absolutely, we should pray. The scriptures say, I meditate on Your law day and night. And meditation and prayer in the Word of God is vitally important. We need to pray. We need to call on Him. But something as important or even more important is hearing God. The Word teaches us that if we will humble ourselves and we'll call on Him, He'll answer us. But the Scripture says, let those that have an ear to hear, hear what the voice or the Spirit of God is saying to the body. And again, a lot of emphasis is put on, God, do You hear me? I hope God's hearing me, praying and talking to God. But Jesus says in Matthew 6, He says, don't be anxious about anything. He said, don't be anxious about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, what you're going to be clothed. He said, consider the lilies of the valley. They don't toil. They don't work. They don't spin. He said, yet Solomon, all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And then He goes on to say, I know what you have need of. It is so important that we hear the voice of God. It's so important that we know we need to hear the voice of God. You know, the on switch to everything in this world that God has created is believing. Everything God has created, everything God has made. Remember, He made all things were created by His Word. And without His Word, the Scriptures tell us, nothing, not anything, was created. And Jesus is telling us here that it's important that we understand that we're not anxious. And even says, oh, you of little faith, He says, don't be anxious about what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink. But He says, seek the kingdom of God. And when we do that, what are we actually doing when we're seeking the kingdom of God? It's not all about talking. It's not all about what we have to say. God, we know what we have. We know what we need. We know what we think we need. But God knows more than we know what we really need. Or we can say it like this. We know what we want. We have no problem knowing what we want. But only God really knows what we need. And so when he's talking here, what he's referencing is anxiety, worry, fear. And he's giving us a key component, an answer, a virtue, a power, when he says, don't be worried about all these things. I know what you have need of. I know what you have need of. And when God knows something, he responds according to what is necessary. He responds to our needs. And then we know that he is willing to do way beyond we could even ask, what we could ask or what we could think. But he says, seek first the kingdom of God. And we talk about that a lot here, seeking the kingdom of God. But what is it really saying? It's really saying, listen, look and listen. Anticipate the kingdom of God speaking to you. We think about the latter days, and I think most believers believe we're in a close of a time. We're in a latter day. We're anticipating a great outpouring of the Spirit of God. And again, what is that? It's the voice of the Lord. Hearing the voice of God is vital. Hearing the voice of the Lord is life. When you hear him, he clothes you. In the beginning, the clothing that Adam and Eve experienced, what garmented them, what clothed them, what shielded them, not just their outward appearance, but their mind, was the voice of the Lord, the voice of the Lord. And there's a day in the garden when Adam and Eve disobey God. They disobey the voice of the Lord. I don't know, maybe they were praying a lot prior. I don't know. But you can pray a lot, but you have to listen even more. If you listen, you'll hear him. And he said it like this. He said, my sheep, and who are sheep? Well, sheep are those that are listening. My sheep hear my voice. Why? Because they're listening for the voice of the shepherd. It's not just that God's shouting at us. God is speaking to us. He demonstrated that through the prophet. When the prophet went up to hear the voice of the Lord, and there was a shaking, there was an earthquake, there was a fire, there was a great wind, the rocks were rent and torn. And the word says, but he heard the voice, the word of the Lord, in a still small voice. Again, it is vital that you realize how important it is to hear the voice of God, connecting your faith. The word says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, or the perfecter of our faith. Now, I mean, that excites me when I think about God will perfect my faith. And it's always being perfected. The word literally calls Jesus the founder, the foundation, the finisher, the completer, the perfecter of my faith. And I mean, how is anything perfect? How is anything perfected? By the voice of the Lord, by the voice of God. All things were created. The word says, in the beginning, God created everything. And God said, the voice of the Lord, God said, let there be light, and there was light. The voice of the Lord is the ignition switch. It's the onset of everything. And so much emphasis is put on what we say and how we pray. And again, of course, it's important that we pray, but the scriptures tell us that if we listen, the Holy Spirit will pray through us. So we're not praying amiss, as the scriptures say, or we're not praying in vain, but we're praying according to the will of the Lord, is first hearing the voice of God. The scriptures say, you didn't choose me, I chose you. So let's take it a little deeper. We didn't make the choice to choose God. We didn't choose Christ. And he says that. He's saying, you didn't choose me. I chose you. And I called you. And it's by the voice of the Lord. And here's what's just really important. If you put the emphasis on hearing the voice of God, you will. According to your faith, be it unto you. God wants you to know. You need to hear his voice. When he says, seek the kingdom, What are you doing? I'm listening for the mind of God. I'm listening for the voice of the Lord. It's the creative power on the inside of you. When God breathed into man in the beginning, in the Genesis, the Ruach, God breathed the spirit of life into man. He breathed every component, everything necessary that we are his sheep. He calls us the sheep of his pasture, that we are his people, that we have an ear. We have an ear. How incredible. God gave us an ear to hear, and he gave us a voice or lips to speak what we hear. So in our creative design, God created man in his image and in his likeness, he created us. And then when he breathed into us, he gave us the ear to hear and the voice to speak the word of God. That's what Adam did in the beginning. That's what you and I do today. Today, it's the same God, the same voice, the same will. We have an ear, but he says, let those that have an ear hear. And that's the choice we make. We can tend to think that if we meditate enough and if we pray enough, we're good to go. But the importance, no matter what we say, is are we hearing what God is saying to say? It says the Holy Spirit will give you words. He will tell you. Even the word even says when you go before the magistrate, if you have to go before the courts or the people, and you're being judged, whether on righteous merits or whatever, it says you don't have to prepare a lot about what you're going to say, but believe you're going to hear the Spirit, and he will tell you at that moment of time what you are supposed to say. So in the Genesis, and we are in the Genesis, we're in that creative beginning of God when you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. Jesus, be Lord of my life. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. Remove the past. Guide me into the future. How does he do that? By his word, by his voice. If you will hear. So when Adam and Eve spoke according to the voice of God, they were emulating God. They were walking in what God created them to walk in. They were walking in the image and in the likeness of God. But if there's no emphasis on hearing, you pray all day long. And then I've heard people, and you may have been there. I've been there. We've all been there, I believe. At some point in time, we've said, I need to hear the voice of God. Well, don't wait until it feels like I don't know where to go or what to do. Have as much faith to hear God as you have faith that God is going to hear you. It's not about God hearing us. It is about him hearing us. He hears us. But it's what's important, no matter what God hears us say, is are we praying according to the will of the Father? He said, when we pray according to his will, when we pray according to his will, he'll do that thing we prayed. Because the effectiveness and the power of it is that he's already done it. Whatever we've released from the earth according to the will of the Father, he's released from the heavens, because God's will and purpose is already matched to meet any need you have. That's a given. But the future, your future is founded upon the word of God, upon hearing the voice of the Lord. And if you'd wake up in the morning and you say, Father, I thank you for this day, and I thank you that I can hear your voice. I mean, one of the most promotional prayers I pray is not God hear me and answer me, is that I can hear you. My prayer is, I know I can hear you. I'll hear your voice. I'll hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to me, to the body, to the church. What's so powerful about the voice of the Lord is that it is creative in its authority. It's creative in its essence, in its life. It is a virtue. To hear God creates. To hear God gives life. One time Jesus prayed when Lazarus had been dead for days, and he says, Father, I know you hear me, so these people know. And then he called out. Lazarus heard the voice of Jesus. And what was he hearing? Well, Jesus called him to life, but what Jesus said, he said, I'm hearing the voice of the Father, and I'm telling you what he's saying. That's what Jesus said. He said, what I'm saying to you is what I'm hearing the Father say to me. And what did that mean? Well, Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Hearing the voice of God is life. And the onstart, the start button, the beginning, the starting line to hearing the voice of God is knowing it is as important, if not more important, to hear what God is saying to you as it is that He hears what you're saying to Him. Listen, I'd rather hear God than know God heard me, because Jesus already said, I know what you have need of. Because what I'm going to talk about typically is what I think needs to be heard, what I think needs to be said. But if I know God is speaking through me, then there's no question in my mind whether or not I'm praying in order to the will of God. And as a matter of fact, what happens is your faith just elevates times 100, because I know I'm speaking not by the will of man, but by the will of God. And a prayer to pray is, God, not my will, like Jesus prayed, not my will. Jesus knew what He wanted, but He knew the Father knew what was needed. And Jesus said, I came to do the will of the Father. And just in praying is, we need to pray. We need to pray. We need to prophetically pray. But when we prophetically pray, again, we're hearing the voice of God. But what's so important, the emphasis here on our perfect faith, is knowing we need to hear from God. Perfect faith is knowing God's going to speak to me. The kingdom is going to be revealed to me. The kingdom of God is the mind of God. It's the heart of God. God's going to reveal His heart to me. God's going to reveal His mind to me. We can say, I know the Lord's going to bless me. I know He's going to watch over me. I know He's going to keep me. I know He's going to increase me. I know He's going to bless my business and my ministry and my family and my friends. But do you know as much about hearing the voice of God as you do about saying what you think God's going to do? Hear His voice. If you will hear me, if you will hear me, if you will humble yourself, hear the voice of the Lord. The voice of God is the essence of life. The voice of God is your future. It's what you apply your faith to. And when you know, if you want to disarm doubt, hear the voice of God. I know I'm going to hear the, how do I know I'm going, in the next service, the next Wednesday, I'm going to share with you the things that keep you from hearing and what to do to elevate your ability to hear. And it's vital. My personal witness, my personal testimony, so I'm testifying of what God has shown me, is my life, the ministry that I'm entrusted with, it lays upon the foundation not of all that I can study, all that I can read, all that I know, all that I memorize. The strength of what I say is reliant on knowing that I'm hearing the voice of God. It gives me power. It gives me courage. It gives me confidence. When I call someone out, I prophesy to someone, I know I'm hearing the voice of God. I'm not even relying in the way that you would think about on a gift. My gift is the fullness of the Father. My gift is the Holy Spirit. And I know I have an ear to hear. So I know from the genesis of time, I can emulate not just the image and the likeness, but the essence, the voice of God. I can hear the voice of God. I know what strengthened me in my life is just knowing I can hear. Not only can I hear, but when I speak, it's not my will. Jesus said that. He taught me how to pray. He taught me how to believe. He taught me how to think. So now what we're doing when we start thinking like that is we're calling the kingdom of God into the earth, just like Jesus said. Seek the kingdom. How do we do that? I mean, if you think about it, what do? You go looking around rocks and bushes and climbing trees. How do you seek the kingdom of God? I listen for His voice. How did Jesus do it? Jesus, the message of Christ was the kingdom of God is at hand. The message of John the Baptist was prepare the way. How do you do that? Listen. He's coming. Hear what He has to say. Hear the voice of God. What did Jesus say? What you hear me say, He said, you're hearing the voice of the Father. What you've seen me do is what I've heard and seen the Father do. That is the heart of the kingdom of God. That is the mind of God. That is seeking the kingdom of God. I'm listening for you. How do I seek? I'm listening for your voice. My faith says you're faithful to speak to me. And my faith says that I'm created to hear you. My faith says you are my shepherd. My faith says you are my faith. My faith says, I can hear what you have to say. Perfect faith. God is perfecting your faith simply because you know you can hear the voice of God. But not only I can hear, I need to hear. Hearing the voice of the Lord is the essence of my life. It's what wakes me up. It's what makes me alive. You know, I mean, we've all, at some point in time, we've heard the voice of God. You knew God said something to you. It's not, you can hear the voice of God. If God chooses to speak to you, God has, I've certainly heard the voice of the Lord audibly, or at least it sounded audibly. My wife has been by my side when she's heard God audibly call out my name, say something, but it was about getting your attention. Why? So I would listen. I mean, I've never, other than in a dream or maybe a vision God would reveal and you're trying to discern, am I awake, am I asleep, what's going on here? Other than hearing the voice of God that way, when I've heard God speak to me, what he's really said to me is listen for me. Listen, I want to speak on the inward part of you. There's that other side. God has given us ears. He created us and we have ears, we have eyes, we have a mouth, we can speak. And I know there are people that can't physically hear. They can't physically speak. Here's the treasure. God gave us two dimensions of hearing. He gave us two sides to be able to hear. You don't have to hear with your ear to be able to hear what God says. You can. God can most certainly speak to you. He can most certainly call out your name. He can most certainly, he did to Abraham. He did to Moses. He did to Elijah. He spoke to them. But he says, I spoke to the prophets. I spoke to them back in that day in this form. But now I'm speaking to you through my Son. I'm speaking to you by my Spirit. And Jesus taught us so perfectly how to hear. He said, listen. He said, my sheep, you'll know my voice because I've given you not just ears, physical ears. I've given you ears to hear what the Spirit of God has to say. And when he says it, you develop into the church. And what is the church? The body of Christ. You are going to emulate the power upon which God says the mysteries of the kingdom are being revealed. The mysteries of the kingdom. I mean, that's incredible. The mysteries of the kingdom of God are revealed to us, even if you can't physically hear. And how many times do people say, I wish I could hear the voice of the Lord? Don't say that. Speak in faith. I can hear the voice of the Lord. Not because you said so, because he said so. Remember, he says in Matthew, he says, you didn't choose me. He said, I chose you. You didn't, and I don't see like Jesus just saying, you didn't choose me. He's saying, you didn't choose me. I mean, you had a choice. You didn't choose me. I chose you. And I know you. And he said, I know you by your name. And he says, I'm going to give you a new identity. We talked about this recently. I'm going to give you an identity. I'm going to give you a name. Well, you won't know any of that if you don't know how important it is to hear. Put the emphasis on hearing as much as you do on speaking. I'm going to hear the voice of the Lord. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak through you. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak words through you that you don't know how to speak. Hear the voice of God speaking through you. Remember, in the latter days, there will be an outpouring of my Spirit. Well, what's going to happen? We're going to prophesy. Why? Because we're going to hear the voice of the Lord. There's an outpouring in today, and I'm prophetically speaking to you. I'm prophesying to you. There is an outpouring of the Spirit of the Lord. The prelude to that outpouring is hearing the voice of God. The prelude to hearing the voice of God is knowing I need to. It's of the utmost importance. It's of the essence to my life. I need to. And I'm created to. I will. I'm going to hear what the Spirit of God has to say. So I want to encourage you, pull the emphasis off for a minute of praying. Pray. Continue to pray. Pray as much as you've always prayed. Pray more. But put even more emphasis than you've ever put on hearing the voice of God. Prophetically speak. Prophetically pray. Not just God, not, you know, you pray and you walk away and you think, I hope God heard me. What about, I hope I heard God. I want to hear God. If you go before the Lord with the intent of hearing the voice of God, you'll hear the voice of God. And in the next service, I want to speak to you about, yeah, let's just say tuning, honing in, knowing this is what I need to do, and this is why I'm not hearing from God, or I don't think I'm hearing. How do you hear from God? Number one, know you need to. Know you have to. And number two, believe you will, because He created you. Your design is created to hear His voice. My sheep hear my voice. And if you're not a sheep, ask Christ to come into your heart. Jesus, come into my life, right here, right now. Fill me with your word. Fill me with your presence. Let me hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to me. And you will hear. You will hear, because He is faithful. And it really isn't about how well you think you can hear, how well you know. God doesn't need you to know what He wants to say. He needs you to know you can hear what He wants you to say. You can hear what He wants you to know. And that's why He said, seek me and I will be found of you. Call on me and I will speak to you and I'll show you things that you need to know. God's speaking to you. This is the greatest season of your life. God's going to say something to you you desperately need to hear. And be desperate to hear the voice of God. Elijah heard because he was desperate. I mean, we think about the patriarchs, how they heard God. Do you know what they put into hearing from God? Do you know how they put their lives on the line to hear from God? They put their heart and their soul. I mean, they put great emphasis and great effort into hearing from God. And they would fast. They would pray. God just speak. They would seek God. I mean, we become so good, so vocal, so eloquent about saying what we want God to do and what we want God to hear. Be as good a listener as you are a speaker. Be as good about hearing as you are about talking. Be as good about listening as you are about praying. And watch what great things God will do through the voice that He speaks and brings to you. You'll hear His word. You'll hear His life. God heal you through His voice. God raise you up through His voice. God bless you through His voice. God encourage you through His voice. You know, the great thing is the patriarchs of old, they really put a lot of emphasis on hearing from God. They sought God. They listened for God. Be still and know that I'm God. Jesus has made it so easy. He said, I'm giving you my Spirit, and He's going to speak to you. He's going to lead you. Even when you don't know what to say, my Spirit will tell you what to say. But have faith that you will hear the voice of the Lord. And God is faithful. You'll hear. You'll know what to do. You'll know where to go. You'll know what to say. And most importantly, you'll know it's no longer I that speak or I that live, but Christ is living in me. And talk about encouraging you in your faith, in your walk, and in your life, and changing your mind. That'll do it. This is the greatest season of your life. Honor the Lord. Bless the Lord at all times. Let His praise be in your mouth and let His voice come through it. This is the greatest season of your life. Worship Him. Listen for Him. Listen for the voice of God. Thank you for watching us today. I encourage you always. Sow a seed in the word that's ministered to you. Bring your tithe, your offering, your support. It's so important to what we do here. Every time we do it, you are connected. You're more than connected. You've become a voice of faith to this ministry, and we so appreciate your support. It means a great, great deal to us. So I encourage you, sow a seed in the soil of the word that you've heard today, and God will increase you. God will bless you exactly like He said He would. God bless you. Listen, hear, and say. Until next time, God bless you.